From the middle of the Cushito camp, the tents and reed shanties blend together into a sprawling, dusty city, smoke from thousands of cooking fires drifting over what may be the largest refugee camp in Angola. 20,000 women, children, and men live here, driven from their homes in the provinces by more than a year of war that has devastated this country. Most came on foot, leaving behind homes, farms, and the relatives who were too weak to walk. Many have been here 6 months or more, and the numbers grow daily. This man says that when UNITA attacked his village, he left everything behind and walked about 100 kilometers to get here. This girl's story is much the same. She came here 6 months ago, walking 60 miles from her village, which had also been destroyed by UNITA. The war has taken a heavy toll on civilians, 100,000 or more killed in the last year, and whole towns wiped out. The United Nations Refugee Agency says 3 million people have been displaced. That's almost a third of the country's population. Ana Liria Franch is the representative in Angola of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
I think everyone in this country has been affected by the war. No one has been safe. Everyone has been affected. Men, because they are fighting in one or in another side. Women, because they are alone, taking their own responsibilities to maintain alive the family. And children, because they are suffering, they don't have a school, they don't have means, and they are seeing their families destroyed. I think everyone suffers.
The UN constantly lobbies the government to provide more help to the refugees, but relief workers say protecting civilians is a low priority for both the MPLA government and the UNITA rebels. They're both too busy prosecuting the war. Conditions in Cushito camp are severe, but somehow serene. Angolans are known for their patience and their politeness. It shows even under the worst conditions. Their lives center on food from morning till night, trying to stretch the rations and find more for the children. Relief agencies try, but say it's like sweeping back the ocean with a broom. It's food distribution day in Cushito camp, and I'm talking to a woman with a family of 10. She is holding a sack of 2 kilograms of rice, a large piece of dried fish, and a handkerchief full of beans and corn, and a small bar of soap. And this has to last her family 10 days, and she is pleading. She is saying, this is not enough food for my family. The search for food means the search for money to buy it, and the spirit of commerce is much alive in this place. A boy of about 9 is selling fried dough fritters. Customers are rare, and if there's a profit, it's in pennies. But he sits out here most of the day hawking his wares. Luanda, the capital about 40 miles away, is both a port city and the closest city that hasn't been destroyed. The younger refugees, those with enough energy, hitchhike into Luanda and back every day, buying whatever they can afford, onions, chewing gum, fish, charcoal. Then they sell it in the camp for a tiny profit. For the refugees here and in the other camps around Angola, there's little talk of going home. The future is just too uncertain. And there's another problem. Even if the war ended tomorrow, many would be at risk if they did go home. Angola is littered with millions of landmines sown by departing armies. Farming has become almost impossible. Cushito's refugees occasionally get a hot meal like this one. Fish, rice, and beans, served off the back of a truck supplied by the Methodist Church. And it's a welcome change from dried rations. As they wait to be served, the Angolan spirit rises from somewhere in this camp, still not beaten. A group of 50 women dance together in a circle, singing a hymn in the Kimbundu language. The hymn asks for God's blessing, one woman translates, because the war has caused so much suffering and death. We are just asking God to bring peace to the people of Angola. For the Christian Science Monitor, this is Philip Winslow reporting from Cushito in Bengo Province.